Engine Graphics.
Hi, is Bob there?
Bob speaking.
Oh, hey, Bob. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you about some offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. And it looks like they were based on some financing, you know, you did with GE a couple years back.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital.
Well, currently we're not in the market for anything. If we do anything, it'd be late this year, but I don't anticipate it.
Okay, right. No problem. Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
Ohio's business? Oh, we're getting about a 15% increase over last year.
Oh, wow.
And we're already ahead this year dramatically. Right. So there's no problem with business. It's very stable. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I just was curious. What do you, you know, attribute to your growth?
Longevity and just being more experienced in the market. We've been in business about 60 years, and you know, word of mouth is very powerful. And we're not looking to conquer the world; we just want to conquer the market we're in. So we try to keep perspective in that, and you know, one customer at a time. So we've got a good stable customer base, and trying to keep abreast of technology, and as the market changes and technology changes, you have to change. If not, you become a dinosaur. So
exactly.
We go back to when all our business was done by hand. Hand lettering was the norm for signs, and now everything is, you know, computer-generated and produced. So you had to trim your business just like pruning a tree every year and see where you think it's going, and that's what we continue to try to do. So.
Well,
we're family
great.
Business, and we're very fortunate.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, it's good to hear. It sounds like, you know, exactly, you know, what you guys are doing over there. And where do you see, you know, like, the future for your industry?
Well, I don't see it. I don't see it getting any more focalized or specialized. I think it's going to become more more competitive with more people trying to find ways to diversify from the printing industry and the reprographic industry, and there's so many franchises trying to sell packages based on current technology that, you know, it keeps an influx of new people in the business, and I don't foresee that changing in the near future. I don't see a lot of new technology developing either. I think we've plateaued out on that.
Yeah.
But I think... people entering the business, we still see, you know, a lot of them doing it, a lot of new franchises, and displaced executives and people looking to be in their own business look at it as a, you know, easy way to get in your own business, and a lot of people are frustrated artists and think that that's for them, so it's a constant battle to keep them at bay, but, you know, it's the real life. You just have to compete with it, and... what we have to sell is experience, and that's what we try to focus on.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, like you said, you've been doing this for 60 years.
We're not selling we're not trying to sell a commodity. We're trying to sell, you know, a service, sell our experience, and using the technology and the things that are available, where a lot of people are focused on trying to sell a commodity, sell a sign or sell a graphic or a display.
Yeah.
Consequently, we got a good relationship and customer base within the market that keeps us stable.
Yeah.
And we've got a good, you know, I'm 80 years old, and my son Rob, who runs the business, is 54. So he's grown up in the business, and we complement each other pretty much. I mean, so we're very fortunate and to have that experience and be able to work together. So.
Well, that's great, yeah, because you guys...
We're unique in the marketplace, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and that's great that you guys, you know, have that that relationship, and then you have that also, like, with your customers, are a lot of them, like, repeat customers?
Yeah, that's what you've got to do. You can't keep selling one at a time. I mean, it's too expensive, and it's just, you've got to sell relationships.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you have everything... You got everything set up over there.
And that's the way it is with money and banks, too. I mean, you know, everybody's trying to sell the same product, money.
Mm-hmm.
And so because people that understand you and your business, and you know, that's who you tend to want to go back to. You go to the regular barber all the time, you know, for a reason. You're comfortable. So
exactly.
We're pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the banking business, and now mm-hmm. with the internet and technology, you can bank anywhere you want to. It's not the local.
Yeah.
With your hat in your hand to the local banker anymore.
Yeah.
Like it exactly. used to be.
No, I know. It's crazy how it's evolving like that.
Yeah. You shop for money just like you shop for a car or anything else anymore.
It is. It's crazy. I know.
So
yeah,
where
I mean.
You say you're from Canada?
No. We're located at the Bank of Cardiff. And,
okay.
Yeah, we're located out here in San Diego.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So you're early. You're working early this morning.
Yeah, early this morning. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I mean, we sent some offers out to you guys, and we do equipment financing, working capital. And
well,
if you just.
We lease some equipment from time to time, but our needs mm-hmm. are not that great. Working capital, mm-hmm. we never get involved in.
Yeah.
And that, but
it's working capital is definitely a tool. You know, I don't know if you guys have like a net 30 with your customers or how that works.
And we're pretty good at that, and since we've done business with most of them for so long,
mm-hmm.
But we're beginning to see things like offering discounts for payment up front and things being an advantage because. You know, it's costly to carry money on the books, and if you're doing a lot of small profit jobs, it's really you got to look at how much service you can give for that, and delivery and carrying accounts is one of the things we constantly look at, and so we're aiming at an angle of, you know, give us a credit card or pay us up front, and we'll give it to you cheaper.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because in the long run, it really saves you money. But,
Yeah, it really does. I know it's tough on the business. Some, you know, businesses can't really, they can't handle it, you know. And sometimes they have like 90-day payouts, like some machine shops and stuff, which is just crazy. I don't know how you run a business like that.
Well, so many people in the ad agency that deal with sign shops want to expect 90 days because they want you to float their business. They go out mm-hmm. and sell the client, and then have you produce the work and carry the debt, and they mm-hmm. really don't have any investment in it. And we try to stay away from that kind of situation. If you're going to be in the business, carry your own debt and float your own boat.
Exactly.
But anyhow, it's a real world. You have to compete. And But it's crazy to stay out of it. Like I said, at my age, it's changed so much and so fast.
Yeah, I know.
Gracious.
I know. I'm sure you've seen like a lot, like of the growth and excuse me. So you guys started like with hand painting, like signs.
Everything, not just me. The whole industry. I mean, everything was hand painted for the last since civilization began. I mean, most people say, "What's the oldest profession?" And you'd probably say prostitution, but it wasn't. It was a sign painter that said, "Prostitute this way," and put an arrow.
That's exactly. I never thought of that. That's funny.
So, you know, hand painting was part of the culture of the world. I mean, up until 1980, and then a company in Connecticut developed a machine that would cut vinyl stick-on letters, and that changed the industry forever.
Wow.
And so hand sign painting was forgotten overnight almost, and it was a trade just like being a plumber or a carpenter, or, you know, you had to apprentice to do it. And then desktop publishing technology came to the industrial side where you could use more durable sunproof inks and things of that nature to produce signs, and so now it's all technology.
Yeah.
And but you know, you being on the West Coast, Supercuts you're familiar with, aren't you? Haircutting chain?
Oh yeah, Supercuts. I'm familiar.
We've done all their work since they started in 1978. San Jose, well, north of San Francisco. Two haircutters started it, and we've done all of their work in all 50 states as far as visual graphics go.
That's great. How'd you guys, you know, score that? How'd you get in touch with them?
We're from the East Coast in here, and in 1971, there was a lot of unrest in the education system here, and we said there's a better way to live. So we bought a business in Eugene, Oregon, where the University of Oregon is.
Mm-hmm.
And these two guys that started this haircutting chain had four stores, and they were looking to expand, and they were trying to franchise, and they came up 95 going towards Seattle and Portland looking for locations, and they wanted some sign work done, and we got to know them, And consequently, one thing led to another, and we started doing all their work. And then we sold our business and moved back east in 1983, and we kept them as a customer. And they've gone through three different ownerships, and we still do their work.
That's crazy.
So that shows, you know, our relationship with customers. Mm-hmm. We tend to, once we get in, to be able to service it and keep them. So
yeah, exactly.
Help stabilize businesses. Although we're a small business, now with technology, you're able to compete anywhere, like in the world. I mean, we ship to all 50 states, for instance, just like any other company does.
Yeah.
So, you know, technology is good and bad. You just how to use it.
Exactly, and it's only going to get better. You know, that's the crazy part about it.
You wonder where it's going. I mean, you know, now we run printers remotely at night. You can go in and change things, send it to a printer at night remotely, and so it just becomes kind of a treadmill, faster and faster. You know, the expectations are really almost exceeding the workplace. I mean, technology evolution is much faster than human evolution.
Oh, yeah.
And there's real conflict.
Mm-hmm, you know, it is.
Being able to keep up physically with it and mentally. And
exactly. Yeah. I know. We'll see what happens. But
you got our name from GE Capital from a lease years ago, you said?
Yeah, well, we have, with our leads, it's a UCC filing. Just shows you did some financing through GE in the past. And we did send out some offers. We like to work with companies with a strong borrowing history.
Well, we probably saw it, but we tend to get so many. I doubt anybody paid a lot of attention to it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you guys, it's...
Sure, we lead some different companies from time to time. But it's if you'd like to send me something, email it, and I'll try to keep it on file. And you know, our needs are not great.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. I mean, but yeah, the same here. You know, we're trying to build those relationships. You know,
your working capital goes like you secure it with receivables, don't you?
No, it's actually working capital. We free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So it's a sales based loan. It is a short term loan though. It's from like 3 months to 3 years. And I mean, most of the customers are around 24 months, honestly. And yeah, it's, you know, if you had like say there was like a discount on materials, or I'm not really sure what type of materials you'd use over there. But anyway, if you had a big discount, or you had a bunch of jobs, you know, lined up, like the net 30, you know, and just needed something for cash flow, it's unsecured, so you can essentially use it for however you see fit for the business.
We've had, and we still do, I think, got a working account with the bank that we use occasionally, that type thing.
Okay.
Rates are competitive on that, or are you paying for unsecured money pretty high?
Yeah, well, I mean, rates are pretty competitive, but I mean, what are you using over there? Do you have like a line of credit? Like, who do you use?
Yeah, like sometimes a line of credit. We do some bigger jobs sometimes, along with our regular workflow, and like you said, it goes 2 or 3 months in duration to completion, $25,000 to $30,000 type jobs. Sometimes 75 or 80, but that's about the most.
Yeah.
We get it. We don't get into anything very big, but we've used it for some things like that.
Yeah, and with your line of credit, I mean, do you usually just...
Is it fixed? I mean, like if you were, say, you take $10,000, is it then capital? I mean, is it...
It's fixed.
Payments for like 2 years, or you just pay every 30 days on it?
Yeah, it's a fixed payment because it is a short-term loan. It's not like a credit card where you put a balance on it and it compounds against you, you know, at a percentage.
Right.
It's a fixed, you know, rate. So say, you know, that's why it's like a tool. So like say you needed 10 grand, right? And then you went through us it's more like a custom loan because you'd be able to decide, you know, your terms. And
once you take it, you fix your payment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so say you borrowed $10,000, you know, and then they had a fixed payment and they charged you, I don't know, let's say like 10 cents on the dollar, so you pay back $11,000, you know.
Right,
and
if you want to pay it back in 6 months, you can't do it because it's already fixed.
Well, you can, actually. So you guys, we're trying to build that relationship. We actually get discounts on, you know, early payback, and once you're halfway through the loan, so say you get it for, I don't know, say a year, when you're 6 months through it, you can, you know, refinance that loan and get more money and better rates. Cause we're trying to, like you said, build that relationship, you know, with businesses, so that we can, you know, grow ourselves and as well, you know, help businesses out as, because that's usually when you have those little, those projects to get you through is you have those a lot, you know? And I mean, if it makes sense to the business and they can turn it around, it's definitely a good tool to use.
Yeah, that's what we would do. I mean, it would not be long-term. It'd be, you know, like if you needed $10,000 short-term and you just want to keep paying on it, spread it out for 2 years, you want to pay it off and get another job.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely. We'd be more inclined to use.
Yeah, and that's exactly what that is. It's that it's a tool that's used for getting between those jobs. And I know it's, you know, I'm not too sure about the sign. I know for sure, you know, in the machine shops, because they have a big, you know, they got these jobs that takes, you know, however long, couple months to make, and then they're waiting for, you know, last month's pay, you know, they need to use their own cash flow. So it's definitely, you know, an option.
Our work being in the military market involves government pay.
Yeah.
And like NATO, we do quite a bit of work for NATO headquarters here. And, you know, they're processing. They're good for it, but it might be stretched out 90 or 120 days sometimes.
Yeah.
And that type stuff. Are you a bank or are you a leasing company, basically?
No, we're a business bank. We don't take deposits, though. We're not a depository bank. We just do equipment financing and leasing and working capital, lines of credit, stuff like that. So we're more like, I mean, we're not asking you to change banks or anything like that. We're just a supplement bank, really.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, we've been with Wachovia for 35 to 30 years, I guess.
Yeah.
Not Wachovia. Wells Fargo. It used to be Wachovia.
It's Wells Fargo. I was like, wait, Wachovia.
Wachovia, they bought out Wachovia was National, but Wells Fargo bought them. And we were Wachovia for a long time. But anyhow, it's Wells Fargo.
Okay.
Anyhow, Danny, if you want to my email is bob@harringtongraphics.com.
Okay.
If you want to email me something, I'll try to keep it in front of me. And if we find a need for something, I'll give you a call.
Okay, sounds good, Bob. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, we're just building that relationship. And, thank you for your time. And it was, you know, great talking
nice
to you.
Yeah, talking with you. Okay.
Yeah. And ever, you know, I'll send that email over about 15 minutes. And if you do have a need, I mean, we can get approvals within 24 hours and funded in 48. We're really quick getting turnovers as well. So, yeah, if it was something out of the blue, you know, feel free to reach out.
All right. Thanks.
Well, thanks for your time. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.